Yas Twain in quarantine.
Hi guys, it's Lucy and I'm here today with Matilda.
Hi!
And we're doing another one of our mini episodes. Now we're going to cut to the chase today. Today we are talking about boredom busters, because that's something everyone needs right now that was stuck in home. But yeah, we're going to get straight to it. So our first idea is starting a diary. I've started a COVID-19 lockdown diary. It's pretty fun. Takes up some time. And yes, something you can totally do at
even
home.
If it's not a page a day, it could be literally a page a week.
Yeah. Also, something that me and my friends have been doing, we've been writing a novel. We've been writing a collaborative novel, and I've also been writing a personal novel. Because writing novels takes a lot of time, a lot of sitting down and just getting it done. Yeah.
I'm working on a novel as well. It's called Sprinkles, and I really need to get to it because I'm just not focusing on it right now.
Yeah. So something else that you could do is craft. There's so many trends on the internet right now for craft, because that's everyone's like number one idea of boredom busters, right?
Literally millions.
Yeah. So, also, this is kind of relating to craft, you know? You can do something time-consuming. If you've been wanting to solve the Rubik's Cube for so long, now's the time. I mean, you have all day, all week, possibly all month. So, yeah, you could, that would be something really good to do. And now, Matilda, can you tell us about this boredom bucket that you have?
So I have this thing called a boredom bucket, and it's a bucket filled to the brim with ideas that me and my brother wrote. These are ones that are very good and they relate to what we like. So we have a swimming pool, so we wrote stuff about swimming in the swimming pool, and they're very specific, like draw your dream dessert or make an afternoon tea snack or something like that. But if you don't like cooking, then write something about what you like. Say you like doing circus, then do circus. Or if you do like swimming, do swimming.
Yeah, and Matilda actually showed me her giant boredom bucket, and it's huge and filled to the brim with ideas.
It's massive.
Yeah, you can think of the most random stuff.
5 liter bucket.
Yeah, you can think of the most random stuff and just chuck it in there, because you could do anything, like whatever
and
you like.
And you can add to it whenever you want. So say you come up with a brand new idea. Chuck it in there.
Yeah, and you can completely personalize it as well. Like, if you love drawing, add lots of crafty stuff in there.
If you love Lego, do Lego.
Yeah, and adding on to that idea, another thing you could do is draw. Release your creative juices. Get creative. And, yeah, you can just draw. You can draw so many different things. You could draw yourself,
and
your family.
You could draw something that doesn't, you're not just working on for a few minutes. Draw something that will take weeks or months or years or decades or millenniums. Or
you could start a drawing project. Like, you could make a book full of drawings. You could do one every day. There's so many possibilities because it's such a broad topic, you know? And, yeah, you could do literally anything. Also, another thing you can do, which you're obviously doing right now because you're listening to us, is listen to podcasts. They're so amazing. You can listen to people talk. It's as if they're talking to you, right? And I actually have a recommendation for you guys for a podcast. It's called Girl Pod. They actually shouted us out last season, and I forgot to say thank you. If you guys are listening, thank you so much. I love their podcast so much, and they're Australian girls just like us. So I think it's really cool. So you guys should definitely check that out. I'm going to be giving some more podcast recommendations throughout the next little while. But yeah, so it's actually nearly time to wrap our episode up. So I just wanted to say we have an email, yastween@gmail.com. There's I can put it in the description, and you can email anything to us. You can just say, hi, how are you doing? Or
because
suggestions or feedback. Yeah,
bucket.
Because it makes us so happy. And we love hearing from you guys. But now we have to say goodbye. So, see you guys. Bye.
Bye-bye.